Ready? Three. All right. All right, three, two, one.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your avenging couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 7th, 2012.
And this is episode 59. In the house.
In the house.
Why you look at me? You thought I wasn't going to reduce the music soon enough?
No. I was just kind of wondering, you know. But so we are one episode away from 60.
I know.
We have missed 1 week. We are barreling on.
I think we missed maybe two weeks, probably three.
But we are barreling on.
Right. Yep.
Jay is a slave driver, so we can't miss too many.
What are you talking about? I'm not a slave driver at all. So, we want to thank Prelikes Music again for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. And any other time you hear music on here, unless we say, it is from those guys at Prelikes Music, which you can find at prelikesmusic.com. So check those guys out. I know he's touring over in Europe right now. Cool peeps over there.
Yep, agreed.
Yep. So, let's go ahead and jump right into the Wicca Weekend wrap up. I'm gonna do it live for
every day,
every week.
This weekend we did three things. We had Free Comic Book Day,
right,
which was awesome. Our comic book shop, The Zone. Yep. Owned by our good friend Dan.
And you can find that at zonecomicshop.com. Yep.
He opened up at 9 o'clock. We were there at 8:45.
Right.
And when he opened up, there were people waiting. So that was good. And we got some comics. And one that was pretty cool, the Mouse Guard one was a hardback, which is really cool.
I know, and I'm actually glad that we got there soon enough that I can get that one, because I know my son, he enjoys Mouse Guard, but also the fact that it was a hardback and
yeah,
everything like that.
I mean, and I like Free Comic Book Day. It's a way to get people involved, it's a way to get people in the store and drive business, and it's always good to support your local comic book shop, because no one wants to see those go away.
Right.
So.
Right. And the other thing is, too, is that, you know, like I was telling a coworker, he wanted his son to start getting into comics and everything like that. That is the perfect time, you know, to, bring your son in or your kid in, or for anyone that's looking to get into comics, that is a great time to kind of get plugged in to see, you know, if it's for you. I mean, it's... You jump right in,
exactly.
and you can get some comics. Just don't be greedy when you go and try to grab like 500 comics and stuff.
Yeah, and then like leave.
Right.
Grab your free comics and leave, and then don't even try to look at stuff, you know, to see if you might want something else.
Right, and the other thing is, too, that you don't get just any comic off the wall.
That's not how it goes. I had to explain to my parents. They didn't understand Free Comic Book Day.
So you can go in and get any comic you want.
They just like just get grab comics off the wall and be like, hey.
No, so there's a
free comic.
There's a set of comics that the comic distributors, they release and everything else like that. That is for that. So you can come right in. And sometimes it'll be an introduction to a series that's been going on that you can actually come in at that point and continue reading, where you don't feel like you have to go all the way back sometimes and buy every single issue to figure out what's going on. So, the Marvel store, through the Comixology app actually had a sale as well. Because Avengers came out this weekend, they were selling the Avengers, I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Avengers Assemble. Series
they're selling that one.
99 cents per issue, you know. But that sale ended yesterday. So
are you sad?
No, I'm not sad. But you know, it's fine.
I guarantee you, they will sell tons of Avenger comics now.
You think so?
That's a good segue.
Yep. So the other thing that we did, we went to see Avengers on Friday night with the guys and gals at the comic book shop. So we had like 22 people, mm-hmm. I believe, that showed up. And I was sad because I thought I was the only black guy that went to this comic shop. And then another black guy showed up.
Jay likes to be the only black guy.
Yeah, at man.
I mean, I'm not sure why, but he's
I want to be cool the token. Can I once in my life be the token?
Don't want to be the token, but you want to be the token.
Nah, but it's all good. It's
like just, token in South Park.
Or twofer off of 30 Rock.
Twofer. This is true.
So,
you're trying to say you took Shines out, so he's not the only minority.
I know, so it's all good now in our raid group, not in the face, you know.
I'm
the only black guy. I'm not the only minority. I mean, we still have the United Nations going on there.
Oh, that's true.
But we did go see Avengers.
Yes, we totally derailed our segue. Yes, we did go see Avengers. Okay, this movie was amazing.
Oh, you mean go ahead and do, you want to go ahead and go in the media? No, I'm playing.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to say, I'm going to talk about it more later.
Right.
But I'm going to say, this movie was amazing. And right. I cannot wait to talk about it in media.
And we have to be spoiler free.
Talk the crap out of it.
We're going to be spoiler free?
Yes, spoiler free, but I'm going to talk the crap out of this movie.
Right, so we're going to be spoiler free still. So don't worry. Yep. Don't leave. Don't worry. Don't stop listening. We'll be spoiler free. We don't have OMF on the show.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine having Brandon on the show? He'd spoil everything.
But, yeah.
And then the guy died.
And then you said there were three things we did this weekend. What was the third thing?
Oh, Tara. We'll talk about that in media, too.
Right.
Tons of Tara.
And we didn't do a lot. I mean, because for the past 2 weeks, we had two big projects going on. We did the pathway. And then we also did the gardening. So we were like, we're absolutely doing nothing this weekend. We did go to over to the in-laws and had a cookout because it was Derby weekend here in Louisville.
Oh, yeah. Derby was this weekend.
Yep. And I'll have another, which was not the favorite.
One.
Not
the favorite one.
Yeah, won the Derby. And it was the first horse in Derby history to win out of the 19th gate.
Yes, ever.
Yep, from that 19th pole position or whatever you want
to
call it.
Because it's supposed to not be a very good one.
Right. So Bodie Meister, which was one of the favorites, but not the favorite. They came in, he dropped down.
Like fourth.
I believe, because he was, you know, right up until 100 yards. He just lost his energy. So
I haven't ever been to the Derby. It's crazy out there. For those of you all who don't know, Derby is nuts. It's not a stress free environment at all. It's so many people, and I stay away. I've been to the track on non Derby days, but on Derby, I think I'd rather not go. So
right, but you have to admit, I mean, it is a fun time here in Louisville.
Yeah.
During that time. I mean, everybody's happy. Everybody's cheerful.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's like, people get off work early. Everybody's like, yeah, Derby. Because this is the time where we make all our money.
Well, it's one of the times.
One of the times where we make all our money. All
right. With that, let's get to some tech.
Technology.
All right. So last week in tech, you have some news here.
Yes.
That is huge.
Yeah. The Discovery Channel actually bought Revision 3.
Wow.
And that came as big news to everybody. I don't think anything's going to change with the way they do things. They might have to conform to certain, you know, standards or what have you, but I don't know if anything's going to change much. So those of you who watch Revision 3, I don't have a lot of time to watch.
Right. So Revision 3 has shows like Techzilla with mm-hmm. Veronica Belmont. Also has the Totally Rad Show and some other shows. I know Lamar Wilson at one point from Wilson Tech 1 was a part of Revision 3. But he since then has dropped off of being that. There's also App Judgment, Film State, Geekbeat.tv, mm-hmm. The Philip DeFranco Show. There's just so many shows that are out there that some people have that may watch on regularly and stuff like that. But that's huge for those guys to get you know, bought by Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see what, you know, exactly what happened with that. You know, sometimes, have you seen any nerd rage or any geek rage?
No, no, haven't seen any yet.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, you know, some of, and also some, Revision 3 has some of the cutest geek girls on the internet too.
Veronica Belmont's pretty cute.
Well, and then there's another chick.
Is she a redhead?
I
like redheads.
Here's her. What's her name? Anna. Like Annie Bites. So she's pretty cute. You saw her show, actually.
Okay.
Because I showed you the link where people were, she does like boob shots and stuff like that doing her thing. No. She'll stand a certain way. I don't know. She just plays to the camera. I don't.
That's funny.
And you don't have to make faces like that too. So I saw your face in the camera. Today, Apple released iOS 5.1.1.
Oh, what does that do?
This update, has a couple fixes. It fixes a couple of bugs that they had with AirPlay for video playback. They also improved reliability on HDR option for photos taken using the lock screen shortcut, which I experienced myself when I was taking the pictures.
Oh, really?
For the garden when after we had planted and everything.
So what happened when you would do that?
It locked up and it just got really, and didn't, like, at one point it just went black. So, you know, but I have noticed that. I was hoping that they would say something about weird battery life or something, you know.
Oh, you have some of that?
Well, I mean, I have, but I'm not sure which application is doing it or if it is an application that's doing it. And then also, Microsoft they have said, yes, the rumors are true. There will be a $99 Xbox. All right. So that's awesome, right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
It sounds really
good. Wow, Xbox for $99? Cool.
But here's the catch. You only can get them at the Microsoft store. So 16 out of the 21 Microsoft stores in America or wherever they are. You go in, you put $99 down, and you have to sign a 2-year contract for Xbox Live. So that's roughly $15 per month. And then after you get an Xbox Connect, the Xbox, and it's a four gigger. And after you bought put the $99 down, pay the $15 a month, you end up spending like $459. Which is like, you know, it can be like $70 more than what you would pay, which isn't bad, really. Yeah. I mean, instead of going out and get one like on a credit card or going to a rent-a-center and
but
getting
still, one. You're definitely paying more.
Yeah, you're definitely paying more. And also with the 2-year contract, if you drop your subscription, it's like, you know, a cell phone. If you break your 2-year lease or contract, you can pay as much as $250 for the Xbox. So I have a link in the show notes if you want to check that out and everything. And, you know, if you have a Microsoft store near you and you don't have the means to flat out buy one and don't want to go to a rental center or credit card, that's an option for you. So, then also announced today was Hangout on Air.
Yay.
Is now live for everyone that uses Google Hangouts on Google Plus. So a couple of shows we did with Google Hangouts where we did the Hangout on Air. And then as soon as we finished the show, it sent it straight to YouTube. So if you're into, you know, maybe podcasting or doing things live, or if you're going to do an interview with a special person, that you want to go put up on YouTube, you can use Google Hangouts and you don't have to have any extra, you know, software to do that.
Yeah.
The only kicker is that unlike, you know, Justin TV or Ustream, they still haven't added the chat functionality. So when you're doing the show, if people are watching live, they can't, you know, watch
right,
the show.
Right. Which
I
is,
mean, they can't chat with you.
Right. Either. Right. And you don't know who's watching.
Right. You don't
know if you aren't, you know, Veronica Belmont or whatever, like someone might not be watching at all. You don't know.
Right.
Unless they chat. So like in the actual comment box.
Right.
So, that would be nice if they change that, but.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if they get more people using it and And we'll just see how that goes.
Yep, I agree.
And with that, let's get to some media.
Media. Fail again. Whatever. I'm not even upset. We didn't watch any of our movies.
So Movies by Chance failed again.
Twice in a row.
See, I think what it was. Here's what it was. One, we had MILF.
Yes, I think that deterred us from
MILF deterred us because you should have seen your face when that
MILF
one got.
MILF sounds like a horrible choice.
And so, and we wanted to watch Mary and Max, but since we didn't really sit down to watch MILF, MILF.
Horrible.
We decided to, we just didn't do anything. So I'm going to throw these back out into the queue.
Yeah,
throwing MILF in
there. Oh my God, we're gonna. What if we get it again?
MILF is at 128.
If I get 128,
I don't know.
I'm gonna kick a baby.
Mary and Max is. I'm gonna say. I need a number.
22.
No, it's too low. I try to get it above 40. 88. All right. They're back out in the wild. You know what? I need to take Transformers Prime off. I already seen that. Did you want to watch that?
Nah, it's okay.
All right.
I'm sure it's good. I just don't have time.
Okay. So, I removed it, so.
All right. Here we go.
Mm-mm. She's rolling the dice.
One is a zero.
All right.
So, that would be 51.
51 is going to be... Oh,
What is it? What is it? Is it worse than MILF?
Machine Girl. That's the one where the
Who recommended that?
That's the one that Shanna recommended.
Okay.
Your friend Shanna recommended, but that's okay. The one where the girl
Has a
machine gun for an arm.
That's not like something Sir would like.
Mechanics equip a Japanese schoolgirl with a machine gun prosthesis,
yes.
When she loses an arm to Yakuza thugs while trying to avenge her brother's murder.
It sounds kind of cool, though. All right.
But you know Machine it's horrible.
Girl. It doesn't matter. We're going to watch it this
blood.
Time.
Be
we
blood
will
everywhere.
Not fail this week.
It's only 96 minutes, too.
We will not fail this week. All right. 27. Is that too low?
27.
I'll roll again.
Yeah, that's the Dresden Files. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Man, we got a lot of TV shows on there.
Yep.
Oh, yep. I heard that.
There we go. I can pull it off now.
23. That's too low. What? We don't... Usually this bad. 82.
Did you kick that... Did you catch that dice? Did you cheat?
No, I didn't cheat. I just put it on the table.
Okay.
82. What's 82?
82 is radio.
Okay. I've never seen it.
Oh, radio. Great. I've been waiting. Okay. Good.
That's with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
It is.
It's Cuba. All right, we're gonna do it this week.
Yep.
We will not fail you all again.
Yep.
So yeah, that's the movies for next week. We'll check back in and we'll tell you how it is. So let's talk about Avengers.
All right, hold tight, Mr. Sire.
Oh, he's here?
I think so. He thought we were on Central Time.
Oh.
That was my bad.
It's okay. Are you bringing him in? Perfect. Maybe he's seen the movie and can go in with us.
Hold on. So how's everybody else doing? I hope. So go ahead and fill in while we're waiting here.
Well, what am I filling in?
I don't know.
Are you seriously asking me to
do what I normally do?
What?
Just like fill in.
Is there a way for it to do the calling thing instead of that?
I don't know. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You're joining in live, which is awesome.
You're joining in live, man.
Cool.
Everybody, this is Jeff Sire, our good friend from Canada, from Alberta.
I'm not from Alberta.
Vancouver. Quebec, one of those countries.
Which one is it? It's the one where...
It's Ontario.
It's pretty much the only one you haven't said. I'm from Ontario.
we've actually known Jeff for a while. We met him in person at Nerdtacular, which was awesome.
Yep.
So we're just glad to have him on. We've been wanting to have him on for a long time because we need some Canada up in this show. So.
Yep. So how's everything been going, man?
Very good. It's so good to talk to you guys.
Yep. So I'm just going to tell you what we talked about to see if you have anything to say on it. We talked about free comic book day. Do you have free comic book day?
Yes, I went out for it.
You went where?
I went to World's Collide, which is a comic book shop in Oshawa.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said, though. You said you went what?
What? I went out for.
That's not what you said the first time.
We've had this conversation before. I don't hear that.
Oh, you have a very strong Canadian accent. It's even worse than our friend Thracken. But I love it. It's awesome. So did you pick up a lot of them, or did you just pick up certain?
I didn't pick up any of the free stuff. I just took a look, and but I did pick up Axe Cop.
Oh, is that the one where the guy's little brother
does the stories, and then the older brother draws? It's amazing. They reviewed it on Major Spoilers, and I went out I bought the first trade, and then I picked up the second one. And
yeah,
they're crazy. Look, if you like Salvador Dali paintings, like totally surrealist, just bizarre stuff. It's good.
That's awesome. Yeah, we picked up. You picked up Atomic Robo.
Atomic Robo, because they always talk about it, and I've never read Atomic Robo, so I have the first volume on my wish list for Amazon.
We got Mouse Guard.
Yeah, we got 12 of them because rule at my comic book shop is. If you were a kid, you could get one
free.
Of each.
One of each free.
But if you're an adult, you had to buy a comic to get a free comic.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think it's fair because some people would just come in, grab free comics, and leave.
Right.
And it's like the whole point is to get people in, and whatever. So
One of the guys I work with, most of the guys I work with don't. I'm not into comic books at all. But I told the one guy about free comic book day. Because the local shop that I go to, they were going to have guys from the 501st Legion, the guys who dress up in the Stormtrooper uniforms.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So this guy's son is about 5, and I said, well, you know, your son Charlie might really like that. So he was showing me today, he took a picture on his iPhone of his son standing beside Darth Vader, and he said, oh, he loved it. It was really good.
That is so awesome.
See, there's stuff like that that's just awesome.
I love when people get their kids into comics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he was saying that his son was going, I wonder if he has a lightsaber. He's like, oh, I don't think he doesn't. But then Darth Vader moved, and I guess his cape flared out, and he actually had the lightsaber dangling from his belt. And he's like, oh, my God, he even has a lightsaber.
But, yeah, because kids get so, like, over the top. It's so funny. A lightsaber.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, my son, my youngest son, so into Star Wars that he got this Scholastic book fair. You heard, you know, where you had a book fair at school.
Yeah, we have those here too.
So
Canada has nothing we have.
You sure? You sure?
What is this McDonald's you speak of? Is it a restaurant?
So it's funny because there was this 3D Star Wars Clone Wars book that he wanted. And it's like, and it comes with 3D glasses. And I'm just like, really? Really, this is the book you want? And he's like, yes. And he, you know, so, you know, they live, you know, with their mother and stuff down in Florida. So the cool thing now is that I can go onto their website and put in his school information and buy it for him and have
That's
it sent
cool.
to him, which was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then my other son, he wanted the Lightning Thief. And, you know, I was like, hey, do you want Lightning Thief because it's at school, or do you really want it? Because, you know, I can go to Amazon and get the first three books from the Percy Jackson books and for the same price. So he was like, he just wanted the book. So I got him those three books for Percy Jackson. I'm actually started reading one of them, you know, as well. So something that I can read along with him and stuff like that. So, it's good stuff. So
yeah, and let's see. We also talked about the Discovery Channel bought Revision 3, which is the channel that Veronica Belmont is on and everything. So they bought that. The iOS 5.1.1. It came out or is coming out today?
It came out today.
It came out.
So I know you guys use Blackberries up there and don't have iPhones.
No, I have not.
I know you do. I know
there
you do.
There are no iPhones in Canada. They must
I thought it was a mandate that everyone had to have a Blackberry.
I used to have a Blackberry because when the iPhone was first coming out, I held off on getting a smartphone. And initially, the initial plan that they had for the iPhone was you would have, I think it was a 300 megabyte data cap. And if you went over, it's okay because they would charge you, I think it was 7 cents per kilobyte.
Really?
You were over. So if downloaded like a movie by accident, once you hit your cap, like that could easily be $10,000.
Whoa. Wow.
So they obviously didn't do that because it would have been a PR nightmare. Like
that sounds horrible.
So $10,000 in Canada, hole money that has holes in it.
Hey, dude, like, our money's like, still worth more.
It's like $10, right?
No, our money is still. I think our money's still worth more than the U.S.
I'm pretty sure it is, man. It's bad down here.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
So how many of y'all, so you should like just send money down here and make money off of your money.
Off of us. You'd be like the gold seller.
Yeah. Scam, you know?
It's like selling gold, selling Canadian money.
Hey.
You guys really need to switch to dollar coins.
We do.
We do.
Well, you know what I used to do every payday, right? I used to go to the bank. And I would get a roll of dollar coins. You remember this, right?
Yeah.
And I said, I had my pirate money. You remember when I first moved here?
Yes, yes. I remember you had gold coins and he called it his pirate money.
And I would just go, and I would pay people with pirate money just so they give me a look and they'd be like, it's $2. I was like, there you go. And you know, I would do stuff like that. I used to,
so funny.
In Nebraska, I would go to the bank and get $2 bills. Because, you know, to freak people out, you give them a $2 bill and they're like,
well, if you have dollar coins, don't you have like, well, see, I don't.
See, when I go down for Nerdtacular, the same thing happens each time. My wallet ends up being like about an inch and a half thick because I got a bazillion $1 bills.
Well, then what happens when you have
up here, like I end up with a little handful of change that will buy, like could easily be 10 or 12 bucks.
Okay. Yeah, because you can put them all on your key ring.
That's true. See, like me, I just don't carry cash really at all. I hardly ever carry cash. So I will go to the store and pay with my card for a pack of gum. So
right, until they start saying, hey, you know, we don't take credit cards. You have to put a debit pin in. And then you're like, damn you, U.S. Bank, for charging me for using debit.
I get charged a quarter every time I use my debit card. Which,
really?
Yeah, which I think... That's a throwback from when they used to do it, and then maybe I need to call and ask. Cause
that's why your banks are the only thing in the country that's doing well down there. Yeah. Wow,
we're going to charge you for everything.
Holy crap.
So then what else are we talking about? There's a $99 Xbox confirmed that's coming out.
Yep.
But
you have to get a 2-year.
Don't get excited.
You have to get a 2-year gold plan.
So you end up paying way more than you would if you
not
just got an
way
Xbox.
More.
Not...
You end up paying more. Like, it's like $70 more, $70 to $100.
If you would have just bought it, but if you're gonna have gold anyway, then that's good though, right?
Well, a 2-year plan though, like,
do you think
it's gonna be 2 years until the next console comes out?
They're talking about 2013 for the new console.
That's true. Yeah. So you'll be paying for an old console.
That's what they're trying to do. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're probably trying to get rid of their surplus.
That's so messed up.
Yeah,
ugh,
yeah. Nick horrible. From the Gaming After Dark podcast in the chat room says 2013 for sure for the podcast.
Are we gonna get a new Xbox, Jay, or a PlayStation?
I don't know. Are we?
Why are you asking me?
I mean, it depends. I mean, you know, it depends. With all they have, I guess. I mean, maybe a new PlayStation.
If it's really pretty, I might.
Maybe another PlayStation if we get we have another Blu-ray player.
So we have two Blu-ray players?
Or if the new Xbox is coming for Blu-ray player.
They probably will. So.
If it does, then yeah, we can get another one. Then we have a Blu-ray up front.
And also, we talked about Hangout on Air is live on Google+. So If you have, like, if you want your Hangout streamed to a whole bunch of people, you can do that, and you can automatically upload it up to YouTube. So,
we just recapped the whole show.
Yep, we just recapped it for him, so he can have a chance to weigh in.
Right.
And we rolled for movies because we failed and didn't watch our previous movies. But
we didn't watch MILF.
To our credit, we had to watch MILF, and I think I was avoiding that, so we didn't watch any movies this week.
What was it you watched?
We were supposed to watch MILF. A movie called MILF.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, that's why it's on the list. That's, and Jay put it on there. This is all him.
I did.
So,
was it in the section of the video store that had to be behind the curtain,
or no? It was it came up on our list for some odd reason.
Why did it come up on our Netflix list?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
Well, I have no idea.
I haven't been watching anything that would cause MILF to come up, but maybe he has. So, and then we rolled again, and we got Machine Girl, which is about a Japanese schoolgirl that gets a machine gun for a prosthesis for her arm.
I like her all
to avenge her brother. Isn't that it?
Yep. And it's definitely a subtitle film. Yeah. You know, from Japan.
Oh, so we have to read.
There's a lot of blood.
And we also pulled Radio. With Cuba Gooding Jr. that I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, Renee hasn't seen that one. I've seen that one.
All right. See, we're all caught up. Damn.
And we just got through, we was getting ready to talk about
The Avengers.
The Avengers now.
Have you seen it, Jeff?
I saw it.
All right. So here's the deal.
I worked nights on Thursday night, finished work at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was in the theater at 9:40 a.m.
That's awesome.
That is awesome, man. So no, we have to keep it spoiler free. We do.
Because we are not Brandon, because he spoiled everything. So, spoiler free.
It's so good.
And it's so good. So, I loved it. So, Joss Whedon's timing is impeccable. That's what I love the most. The dialogue was awesome.
Yeah.
Like most action movies, the dialogue is throwaway, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And all of the dialogue, there was no filler. It was all purposeful, and you know,
exactly,
everybody had their moment in the sun.
Yeah. What was my favorite was he was talking to Hawkeye. He said, clinch up, Legolas. That was awesome.
Yeah.
He put a token reference in there. That was
great. And it's one of those movies where we're definitely gonna have to go back and watch again, because especially when the theater isn't as full, because everyone is laughing at stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't catch the next line, you know?
Yeah. So, and I was telling Jay, I hardly ever want to see movies twice, but as soon as it ended, I wanted to see it immediately again.
I felt exactly the same.
And about, I think it was during, the forest scene or the scene in the mountains. At that point, Renee was like, I want to buy this movie. When it comes out, I'm buying it. And I was like, because she normally doesn't want to buy a movie because she's like, once I've watched it, I watched it, and I want to see it again, you know. But she was like, I want to buy this when it comes out on Blu-ray. I was like, okay, sounds great to me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'm putting in a pre-order. It was, like, I don't, like, I want Joss Whedon to direct every superhero movie ever.
Yeah. And, like, start to finish, that was a movie that, you know, the people that made it love comic books.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and it was a comic book movie. Like, all the scenes were, like, scenes right out of a comic book. Yeah. Even to the cheesy parts and everything. Yes, it's like
the you know, the stuff that would make you laugh and everything else. So
yeah,
it was great. I mean, if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've seen it, and
go see it again.
Don't be ashamed. We're going again.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if we went like two or three more times.
We should go tomorrow.
I'm going tomorrow night with one of the guys who I work with.
Yep, I think we're going tomorrow, maybe. So.
Yep.
But it made $200 million on its opening weekend in the U.S.
Did you hear the worldwide take?
Was it like 640 or something?
Yeah, in 12 days.
That's
600.
Crazy. Yeah. That's nuts. I mean, it totally deserves it, but not everybody likes it. A woman gave it a bad review. I think it's a reviewer for Rotten
Tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Gave it a rotten. So she's a woman. So naturally, everybody's saying, why don't you go and ask your boyfriend how this is supposed to be rated and all these comments. I mean, everybody doesn't have to like it.
I just got a Stitcher report that trying to shut my phone off now.
Oh. That's your Stitcher report that does that?
Yeah, it's never done that before.
Oh, wow. It says...
It's saying that there was an Al-Qaeda bomb plot. It's another underwear bomber.
Oh.
That's not cool.
No.
So, I mean, everybody doesn't have to like the movie. I don't know why you wouldn't, but hey, whatever.
But then there's also those people that have liked Joss Whedon since Buffy that are pulling their, you know...
I've liked him before. Elite, you liked him.
Elite card, because people are liking Joss Whedon now for his work that he did at Avengers. People are like, oh, I love Joss Whedon back when he did Buffy. You know, all these, you know, bandwagon people are coming now and, you know, I knew Joss Whedon before he was in, you know. It's like, really?
That's probably not called for. But, I mean, hey, everybody needs love. It's all about love. So, Avengers, go see it. My sister wasn't too keen on it, but she's not into comic books at all.
Right, right.
Not into nerd culture at all. So she didn't get...
Yeah, some of the stuff she didn't get.
She was like, I thought it was okay. I was like, get out of my house. No, I didn't say that.
And then her other sister, she hadn't seen Thor or Captain America. Yeah. And I think that was, you know, Danielle's issue too. She hadn't seen either one of those.
I think it helps if you
and see I was it. Able to catch Kim up, you know, kind of say, hey, here's what's up with Captain America. This is, you know, that movie was back in, you know, World War, but now here's why he's still alive. You know, because she was like, why would he still be alive?
Aww.
So, you know, I was able to explain that to her so that when she does go see it, that, you know, she'll have that background.
I could tell a person who's not into comic books, they were like, well, that's physically impossible for somebody to be stuck in ice for that long and live. So,
like, so is the green guy jumping around.
So, did you see any other movies or TV shows this week?
Actually, I just finished the third book in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh.
The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
Oh, and nice.
So, I thought, well... Because I saw the movie with Daniel Craig, and I thought, you know, I've just finished these books now. I want to go and see all three of the movies. So I thought, well, I downloaded this first Swedish movie, and I watched that last night. And I was just telling somebody just before I got home that I thought one of the craziest things when I was watching that movie was that I don't think I'd seen like a non-Hollywood movie in a while that wasn't a documentary.
Right.
And the one crazy thing was that they were just normal people. Like, you don't really think about it. When you watch the Hollywood movie, everybody's skinny, everybody's beautiful.
Yes.
And this was like, I think part of it was because it's filmed in Swedish. I think if you film a movie in Swedish, you have a pretty narrow set of actors you're going to work with, right?
right.
And like the lead guy, you know, we're in the American movie, it's Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
The lead guy is, he's got pockmarks on his face, like acne scars.
Right.
He's not ugly or anything, but he just looks like a normal guy. And
which
all, you
I
know,
wish we would do more.
Yeah. Like the women had wrinkles on their faces and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really, really stood out. So, I liked it though.
So it's an almost face.
What? Almost.
Almost face.
Oh. Yeah. Almost. So, yeah. So, that's awesome. But, yeah, I like the books. Some people didn't like the violence against certain characters in the books. But I really like them. Especially the third one was my favorite book.
Yeah. So. Like, I know what you're saying. Well, like, some people some of the arguments against the books because of the violence. But the whole point of them... of the series of books is that they're pointing out how horrible violence against women is. So
yeah, right. Yeah, they're trying to make a statement about it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was awesome. So that's cool. And then the third thing that we did a lot this weekend, we played a ton of Terra. Terra is a new MMO that came out that launched the 1st of May.
Right.
And we are now level 30.
Yep.
It's nuts. Yeah, we played a lot. And the combat system, all right, so the quests are the same. Same old, go out and kill 10 of these, go out and gather 6 of these and bring them back.
Which, things. Like, normal, you know, any normal
like MMO. All MMOs are like this.
I need 10 coyote brains.
Yeah, yeah. But the combat's different. It's like you move your mouse to put the
Skyrim?
Yeah, yeah, it's like Skyrim. Oh, yeah. You move your mouse and then touch your abilities. You could actually, like, to actually dodge things, you have to move out of the way.
Right.
So it's not like in, like, WoW, it's like dodge is the RNG. Dodge actually depends on you in this game.
Right.
And
so
if you don't dodge, it's your fault.
And also when I say, you know, Skyrim, it's not all like Skyrim. But, you know, it's called an action RPG. For those that may have played Vindictus before, which is another action RPG, kind of, sort of, but there's no open world in there. So you have to aim your spells. You aim your spells for healing. It's kind of like healing. So I'm playing a priest, so healing's a little bit different. I have a spell that I have to lock on to people. So when I lock onto a person, then I have to cast. And when I lock onto them, I have to move my crosshairs across their body.
Which I make him a little upset because one of my abilities throws the mob back a few feet and I cause him to miss sometimes.
So yeah, so it's like if you cast a spell and the person moves and it's like, you know, a slow ball going across the screen, they move. It doesn't like in WoW or other MMOs, it's going to follow them. It actually just keeps going straight, you know. So
okay,
it's definitely different, and we've been having a lot of fun.
And the art is gorgeous.
And
I'm just looking gorgeous. At it, yeah, it looks really nice.
Yeah, and we were playing, you know, on Celestial
Hills?
Server.
Yeah, and I was telling Jace, like, me with MMOs now, if I get 3 or 4 months out of it and I quit, I don't feel as bad as I used to. Like, I got what I wanted to get out of it. Type thing, and probably the only one that I'll keep coming back to is WoW, because it has a little bit of sentimental value for me, so
yeah, I
keep it around.
What you been gaming on?
I'm just mostly coasting, just waiting for Diablo to drop.
Soon, it's next week?
Next Monday.
I've been gone back and I've been playing Civilization 5.
Oh, I heard that's a time suck.
You know what? I have noticed that on Steam. And I remember.
I have that, and I've only played a little bit. The time I did play, I think I lost 2 hours, and I don't know how. But but yeah, that's really fun. So are you far along in that, or
the game that I'm playing? If I had to guess, I'd probably put about maybe 20 or 30 hours into it. I've been playing it for a few weeks now, I think the last time I looked at I think it's 1950 or something like that. So I'm well into the game.
1950. Wow. Well, so I'd be so upset if I got like all the way down and then I lost. I'd be like, no.
Well, I've always found Civilization is one of those games that it's kind of like a tipping point, and I'm past the tipping point. Like, I know that I'm going to win. So it's almost like I probably should just stop it and start again.
Oh, but I think it's fun just to play, though.
Oh, right? Yeah. I'm going to play it out. But like right now, I'm in the process of steamrolling every other nation. So I'm going to keep going until the entire world belongs to me.
So it's like playing Sims almost.
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
So, yeah. So I definitely need to get back into playing Civ 5. You do not want to see my unplayed games in Steam. It's ridiculous. So
speaking of unplayed games. I bought one this week off of Steam for sale. It was Shank 2. It was on sale for $4.99. So, I blame Brian Dunaway for talking about it.
He talks about deals every day. Are you going to buy something every day?
I haven't bought something every day. But the only two I bought when he said something was Horde and also Shank 2.
So, yeah. I think Steam is one of those things, oh, deal, and you never play the game.
Right. So, I have a lot of unplayed games. And then, what's the company name?
Bethesda.
Bethesda.
They announced
a Skyrim MMO.
Really?
Awesome.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. So, at first, everybody was like, "Ooh, awesome!" But then everybody was like,
"They found out the next day, someone got a copy of Game Informer, and they said it's going to be like, you know, your normal MMO,
like, where you
press buttons to cast spells. You don't have the action part that you were used to."
And then somebody else found out the engine is the Hero Engine, which is the same engine that Star Wars uses. So it's not going to be super pretty.
Yeah.
Like Terror or anything. So are you excited about this now that you know the full story, Jeff?
The full story about Skyrim
Bethesda MMO.
Yeah, with the whole...
It'll take a lot to get me back into an MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed I think I played WoW pretty steady for about 3 years.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it, but I found that all of those games, the end game content ends up with raiding or something similar to raiding. And because I work shift work, I can never commit to it. So like I end up doing the same thing every time, is that I play up to the level cap and then, okay, I can't really do anything else. So I start a new character and I play up to the level cap and then start another character. And, you know, like,
yeah,
because I'm not in a position to say, okay, every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to be online, because I work shift work and, you know, one or two, of those Tuesdays out of 5 weeks, I wouldn't make it. So
yeah, and
it's
totally
it's not fair
sense.
To have other people counting on me when I can't commit to something like that. So
yeah, and that totally makes sense. So so I can see why single player games are more up your alley.
Well, you also know too that some of these games are starting, they're noticing that, and I guess to keep, you know, subscribers and whatnot, they're putting in the group finder, raid finder, and everything else. And, you know, so it's good, you know, for those that, you know, are like you, that have those crazy shifts and stuff like that. But you don't get that same feel of camaraderie with, like, I'm going to hang out with my friends to go golfing, or hang out with my friends to go do something.
Right.
The best MMO that I've played in the last couple of years has been DC Universe Online.
That was fun.
I didn't play it as an MMO. To me, that is about the best single player game that I've played on my PlayStation.
Exactly. Like it,
but the multiplayer function was so broken. Like, you can't communicate to anybody. That was next to useless. But I love playing that game. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I just did co-op with Jay most of the time, and that's how we play.
See, that would be great, because you're sitting beside the person, you can talk to them, right?
Yeah. So we talk to each other. See, the people we play with, we were on vent with, so we could just talk to them through there.
Right.
So we didn't have to worry about typing and all that stuff. So were you playing it on the PC?
No, or? PlayStation 3.
Oh, you're playing on PlayStation 3? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Well, maybe one will come into your life where you feel it's worth it and be like, yes, I want to try it, even though it's, you know, MMO. So,
well, look me up when you get on Diablo when that starts up. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be committing a lot of time to that.
I know people who are taking off a week of work, but I'm not. But people on our old raid team are, so.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. We do need a vacation, though.
June
is coming. So yep. With that, let's bump into some
The Fridge Is Not Prepared.
Food. Renee did some cooking this week.
I did. I cooked four new dishes. Count them. Four.
One.
Booyah.
Two. Three, four.
So I'm just going to briefly go over them. All four of them, like, everything I cook is easy. I don't go into these deep 2 hour long dinners. I don't do that. I don't have the time. I work full time. I don't do that. So the first thing I made was easy cheesy taco rolls. It's kind of like enchiladas. Don't have enchilada sauce on them. They're really good. It's full of rice and cheese and beans and yum. So, and all these, I'll be putting up a recipe on the website too. And I made blackened chicken pizza.
Right. Oh, so my goodness.
Good. All right. Jim.
So this pizza was crazy, 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 crazy great. And so she had to make the seasoning for it. So she made this homemade
It has thyme and oregano and pepper and paprika.
Cayenne pepper, yeah, all this other stuff.
Like eight or nine different spices in it.
And the seasoning is so good. I'm just like, we need to go make some of this and just have it on the shelf. So like, if I cook some chicken or something like that on the grill, I mean, it's just an awesome season to have just around to put on different types of dishes. I mean, I actually put some in some chicken noodle soup the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah. And it was awesome.
That's awesome.
You know?
So, and that was really easy to make, and that was spicy. It had pepper jack chicken in it, and Jay didn't mind the spice. He's a spicy kind of guy.
Right, right. So, it was a little bit too spicy for you.
No, I am not my mother. It wasn't too spicy for me. It was fine.
Go wash this slice off. Wash it off.
Wash it. What?
Wash off the spice.
Whatever. My mom didn't say that, did she?
No. Well, she was talking about the chicken the one time.
Oh, she said, go wash off.
Go wash them the season.
My mom's nuts. And then I made Chipotle adobe turkey burgers.
Amazing.
So good. They had adobe chilies, and I added
jalapenos.
Jalapenos in it. Right. And it was really, really good. So, and
what does adobe mean when it comes to food?
Adobe? I don't know. It said it on the can. I'm gonna look that up.
And while she's looking it up, so these burgers. So basically,
talk about that.
We had gotten some pre-cut, well, the frozen turkey burger patties. And we had, we got them at the grocery store. They were like 99 cents for four of them because they were like, these need to get out of the store right away. So we bought like a bunch of them and put them in the freezer. And so we take them out and defrost them, and then we smash it together. And then we form our own shaped burgers, and she had mixed everything in there and everything. And it was really good because it was raining that day because, the storm was coming through. So we cooked them on the Foreman grill. And she had pepper jack cheese on my burger, and it was just so spicy. It was so great.
Oh, you know? Adobe is a certain type of pepper.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, like jalapeno or whatever. Right. And then, last but not least, made this recently, Asian sticky chicken. So, this was made with chicken thighs that I took the skin off, took the fat off. Thank you very much. And it's a mix of fish sauce and soy sauce and then you let that simmer in there and the flavor gets in there and it's really good. And, it makes eight. So most of the stuff I make, I end up making, you know, double what we need.
Right.
But that's good because it's good for leftovers.
Right.
So I made that, and that was really easy too. And we served it with rice and sugar snap peas.
Yep.
Look at us being healthy.
And I'm actually going to be cooking a couple of times this week.
Yeah, Jay's cooking.
I'm making some salmon tomorrow. I'm also going to make my first meatloaf. This will be my first meatloaf.
You're going to make it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought I was just saying, hey, this looks good. Won't you make this?
Oh, so I can just sit back and be like, I'm going to go play video games while you're making this.
Why do you think I found the second recipe that was easier?
But I like to cook. I mean, all right. So sometimes I'm like earlier in the day, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like cooking. But then by the time I get home, then I'm like, okay, this is cool.
So it's going to be easier because tomorrow, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I work from home. So, you know, during lunch, I can go marinate the salmon.
Okay.
And then, you know, I can do some of the prep work for the meatloaf on Thursday, yep, you know, so.
That's true.
So it kind of works out a little bit.
So are you the cook in the house or?
Well, I am right now because my wife's in Mexico this week.
Oh, wow. So you don't just do cheese whiz and crackers for dinner?
Well, I made jambalaya on the weekend. I'd never tried that before. So that was my.
How'd it go?
Experiment. It went good. Like when I make something like that, I'll make enough that I'll put it in the fridge or in the freezer for my lunches at work.
Uh-huh.
And it tasted good to me anyways. I thought it was turned out pretty well. Nobody else has tried it yet.
If you eat it all and no one gets to try it, you can say you make the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, I made the best and you'll never know.
Right.
I didn't have any.
Definitely.
So yeah, it's awesome. I love a man who can cook. That's awesome.
Yep. So, we're going to... Do you have any other food things, Jeff?
That was my main spot of excitement for the weekend.
What is your favorite place to eat up there that we don't have down here?
Oh, I do have a question.
Too late. I already asked one.
I have another one.
Well, there's a place across the street from where I live called Boston Pizza, and I don't think you guys have those down there, because I think, even though it's called Boston Pizza, I'm pretty sure it's a Canadian chain. So
it's yum. It's good. I do love pizza. So
it's kind of like a corner pub and restaurant and bar sort of thing. Uh-huh. And I go over there to watch football games and stuff like that. They have good beer on tap. So
that's cool. That's cool.
That does sound good.
And it's walking distance there and stumbling distance to come.
I would just eat. See, I'm glad we don't have anywhere walking place where we can go eat. I'll probably go there all the time. So.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice to, you know, be able to find something like that, you know, to be able to do that. Also, can you explain to me the Canadian dish? Now, I've YouTubed, I've, you know, Wikipedia and everything. The poutine. You know, I've asked my buddy Thracken already and Ellen. I've asked those guys, but I never really asked you. So,
what do you want to know about it?
Come on, man. So what's? I guess explain the dish and sometimes when I see the dish, I'm kind of like, that doesn't look tasty.
Looks really gross.
And I don't know if
it's one of those things that probably coast to coast, you can get that anywhere in Canada. It comes from Quebec, so it's a French, started it as a French Canadian thing, and it's spread all across the country. So it's French fries, and then they put cheese curds and gravy on top of it. And so it's cheese curds, like the kind of wet, soupy, kind of cheesy thing. Mm-hmm. So all sort of like cottage cheese, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So the cheese curd is more of a...
Is it wet? Like the cheese is kind of wettish?
Okay. Because thought it was
It's not wet as in sloppy, but it's kind of like sticky. Mm-hmm. So that when the gravy goes on it, it sort of melts the cheese as well. So
is the gravy like mashed potatoes and gravy?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a few things, like I know most places in the States, they don't put gravy on fries at all, right?
No, we don't do that here.
Pretty much anywhere, most of the places up here in Canada, even if you're not getting poutine, like not with the cheese, you can still get gravy on the on your fries. That's fairly common up here.
Is there a certain kind of fry that's best for poutine?
No, it's just... Just generally, depending on where you go, it will depend on how they make it. A lot of the times it's, if you're getting poutine, a lot of the time it'll be fresh cut French fries. So like the potatoes with the skin still on the end sort of thing, and then fried.
Okay. Well, if we ever go to Canada or anywhere near Northern, because I know they have it in certain places in the States, like up near Canada. So I might try it.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't look appetizing, are the fries kind of soggy then? They're like really soggy.
They end up kind of soggy, yeah. Like especially if you let it sit for any length of
time. That's a turn off to Renee right there.
I don't love soggy food. I like chili cheese fries.
You're
though.
Like, can I have my cheese curds and gravy on the side?
Okay, yeah. But in I order nachos, I order chips on the side. Because I hate when my chips get really soggy and wet.
I think if you ordered poutine with the gravy and cheese curds on the side, that would be like ordering spaghetti with the sauce on the side. It's just like it just doesn't happen.
Oh, I used to be a server. It does happen, my friend.
Oh, really?
It does. Anything can happen. Someone ordered a salad with all the individual ingredients on the side. I kid you not. It was like a Cobb salad. And they had a side of eggs and a side of avocado. It was nuts. But yeah, I'm definitely going to... Someone called poutine, Nick in the chat room, called it fried potatoes covered in snot and topped with meat dripping soup. So there you go.
I would probably agree with that. I don't especially like poutine. It's not a big thing with me.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so that's the food we have for this week. Nom nom.
Well, cool. Well, I don't have a podcast of the week this week that I haven't talked about before. You have any particular podcast you want to give a shout out to?
Jeff, but you pimp some podcasts.
And if you do, you have to say yes, and then you have to wait for a bumper.
Well, I've started doing a podcast with Julie.
Podcast of the week.
All right, go ahead.
I started doing a podcast with Julie Keel, Bonnie Face on Twitter, but we haven't put any of them up yet. Oh. So we've done three, and we're doing a fourth one this week.
That's exciting.
So really?
Can you leak the name or content? Is that private?
It's called Sci-Fi Tech Talk, and it's at scifitechtalk.com. And If you go there, like, it's not on iTunes yet, but you can listen to the individual episodes there. So we pick a piece of media that is sci-fi related that makes predictions about the future, and then we just take a look and see whether or not they've come true, like whether they've come to be, whether they think they're realistic, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's really cool. So it's Sci-Fi Tech Talk, all one word.
Yep.
Oh, I found it. Yep. Awesome.
You cool. Throw it in the show notes.
I already did. I'm just that good.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. How do you, now have y'all talked about Twitter on this at all?
She put it on Twitter about maybe a month ago that she was thinking of doing this, and was anybody interested? So I messaged her right away. Yeah, I was really interested in it. So I don't want to take credit for this at all. Like, she does almost all of the legwork and everything, and I just watch, you know, read or whatever, and then just get on and online, and we discuss it on Skype. And she does all of the uploading and stuff like that. I just do some of the show notes and
things like
that.
Okay,
that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. Well, cool. So you guys heard that. So the website is scifitechtalk.com. You can check it in the show notes, and then it'll be on it'll be on iTunes pretty soon?
Yeah, Julie's in discussions, and I can't even remember who it is. It's one of the conglomerate guys that I can't think of who it is, but it's one of the groups like Frog Pants that they have a whole bunch of podcasts, mm-hmm. and that she's talking to them because they had actually contacted her because they're looking to get more female podcasters. So we might end up being with them, or we might end up just kind of doing it independently. Like, if you go as part of a group, then you kind of have access to voice work from people and stuff like that.
Right, right. That's right, true. Right. That's cool. Awesome.
Well, you can be rebels like us. Rebel without a pause.
Rebel with a pause. Is that what you
said? I said without a pause.
Go without alone. A pause. Rebel without a pause.
And you get me going live going, Weekend wrap up.
So ghetto. Well, that's awesome. We're glad to hear it, and we'll be on the lookout for more tech talk from you guys.
Cool.
Sci-fi tech talk.
Recording one this week, and we're taking a look at the 1927 movie Metropolis.
Oh,
cool.
Sounds awesome.
Cool. And this past week, and actually past month, we had some people that
contact us. Damn it.
Yeah, I actually went out and checked a couple of things. Checked iTunes and checked our email.
Which we hardly ever do.
Because
ever have anything.
Well, I emailed you talking about how whether or not I was a dick.
No, yes, you did.
You did. We talked about that.
I will read almost any email. I might edit some things out, but I will read every email that comes
out. All right, so do you want to do the email, or do you want to do the 5-star review?
I'll do the email.
Okay, well, you need to pause at that. One point. Oh, no, go ahead. Read it all.
I'm going to read all? Okay. Yep. No. I'll pause.
Okay.
This is from Johnny Feisty. It says, hey, guys.
And who's Johnny Feisty?
Johnny Feisty wrote our odds and ends bumper for us.
So he wrote that bumper for us.
Johnny Feisty said, hey, guys. This is a song I wrote for the scenario where somebody wants Will Wheaton to appear on their podcast.
Which,
but
We have connection with Will Wheaton.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Will Wheaton
we're not,
and Renee
we're
not, are great friends.
We're not talking about this. Will Wheaton to appear on their podcast, but he only wants to talk about dancing. Yes, this makes no sense whatsoever, but I thought it was appropriate since Renee is, quote, famous now for interacting
and,
with him.
And here's a little snippet of that song.
Will Wheaton, please come on to our show. We were mostly joking.
Oh, it's jam on.
Will Wheaton, will you please come on our show and dance?
Thanks, Johnny Feist. That's a good bit of just fun. Maybe Will Wheaton will find it, and you'll be famous. Let's see. And Johnny Feist also says, I work downtown. That's downtown Louisville. If you're downtown, we should get together for lunch sometime. I'm going to Nerdtacular, and I would feel stupid if we didn't meet up before going to Utah. Yeah, that's a good thing since you work about 5 blocks from where I work.
And so. 4 blocks from where I work.
So, so it wouldn't make sense for us not to meet up.
So we should get together sometime next before June 20th.
Yep. And speaking of Nerdtacular, tickets are going fast. I believe they only have a handful left. So if you're going, get your tickets.
Yep. And then we also had an iTunes review, a 5-star review from Art Vandelay. He wrote, Renee and JR are a fantastic couple who provide unique content focused around their life. Great for fans of cooking, movies, or someone who enjoys a unique perspective on everyday life. This podcast has something for everyone. Art Vandelay, Shaky Legs, and Jason from Gaming After Dark. Listen every week, and you should too. So... I know that guy too, Nick in the chat room. Yeah, we appreciate that review from you, bud.
So this is the end of the podcast. What? Oh, Jeff, since you're a guest, I would like for you to tell everybody where they can find you, if you would like to tell them where.
I thought you were going to tell them to tell them how they can contact us.
No, I wasn't going to tell him to tell us.
So you can quiz him.
No, I'm not going to quiz him on our, that is me.
What's our Twitter feed, Jeff?
No. I don't even remember our Twitter feed and email. I'm not going to ask somebody else
to
do
that. He's supposed
to
get it wrong.
It's Valentine Cast.
Well, you're supposed to get it wrong because we always say you live in Toronto. Oh.
Don't you all live in like California?
Nah, go ahead. How can people get a hold of you, Jeff?
People can get a hold of me on Twitter. It's Bronco Sire on Twitter.
Awesome. All right. Cool. And so we look forward to seeing you at Nerdtacular. So excited. June 23rd. We're going to have some epic time together. Really excited.
Yep.
You're not riding your bike this year. Jeff is a avid bike rider of Harleys. No, BMW. 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 Sorry, that's Julie.
He's not American. He doesn't drive a
BMW. Do you all have fights on the podcast about BMW versus Harley?
No, because she's not one of those Harley people.
Oh, okay.
She's a good Harley person.
Okay.
Well, they don't have Harleys in Canada, right?
Oh, yes, we have Harleys in Canada.
They don't have anything in Canada.
Houses that are not made of snow.
No way. I heard you have penguins for neighbors and polar bears.
And I heard there's no black people over there because all the polar bears eat them.
Yes, I did hear that.
See, Thrack and the guys from the raid, man, they be trying to trick me, telling me to come up there during the winter. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get me to eat. They're trying to get me eaten. They're trying to get rid of me.
Yeah.
Because we, because our gear was in the same tier in WoW. So if I wasn't there to win the role for the Shaman Warrior gear, then, you know, he can have it all for himself.
Right.
He ain't slick.
Well, if you would like to contact us, you can contact us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And our Twitter feed is valentinecast.
You can also call us. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And no, we will not answer. Just leave a voicemail. Videos of the podcast of this live feed can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. And if you ever want to try to see us live, we start around 6:30 on Monday nights at justin.tv/valentinecast or twitch.tv/valentinecast. And no, we won't be playing the game live. So
we do not game on this channel.
So if you want to reach me on Twitter, you can reach me at The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And Renee's Twitter feed is at The Ice Flow. T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. Jeff, thanks for coming, man.
You are amazing. I'm so excited to have you on.
And good luck to you and Bonnie Face on the sci-fi... Sci-fi tech. Because I had it up on my screen, but
right,
it's gone.
Right. Uh-huh.
But so, for real, I'm excited to check that out.
Yep, that's another. See, now I'm getting caught up on my podcast. That's another one to put on my feed.
Yep. So, all right. You don't have to hang up, Jeff, but we're going to let the music play. We can probably talk over if you want. We can make Canadian jokes. I can mute you. Nah, I'm playing. All right. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Come on to our show. We were mostly joking.